Hi, this is Bob Williamson. The worm bites back. When I was young, I worked on cars, did carpentry, electrical work, plumbing, landscaping, and a myriad of other things. I've noticed as I've gotten older, it is as though I've never knew how to do any of that stuff. Hence, I pay others to do it. I was very frustrated the other day waiting and waiting for a guy to resolve an electrical problem on my boat. I gathered some tools and a determination to do this. I tracked the problem down and fixed the issue. This saved me probably $500-$600. Same thing happened on my new home. After getting totally frustrated with so-called contractors down here, I just got the supplies I needed, hired a helper, and fixed several problems myself. Not only did I save a ton of money, but I saved myself from bulging veins and an angry countenance. I also got satisfaction knowing I beat the system. In the early days of my career, I taught myself computer technology. Back then, it wasn't as complex as it is today, but it was basically common sense. Later, I built a large software development company and sold it for enough money to take care of my entire family for the rest of our lives. I've never had a class on computer technology. At the time, everyone seemed to act like computer technology was some extraterrestrial mystery. In reality, it's common sense and learning about zeros and ones and machine-readable instructions. I've decided I'm not going to be held hostage by lackadaisical workers in the Keys by problems I can address. It is a case of the worm fighting back. When I started my first business, I was attacked from all sides. I was told I didn't have enough experience, money, education, and that most businesses fail. Blah, blah, blah. I quoted them Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I was right. They were wrong. Today, I felt the Holy Spirit wanted me to encourage some of you to rely on Him and not be held back by the blabbermouth or your own fears, and allow Him to assist you in accomplishing things you never dreamed possible. Today, one can find out how to do most anything on YouTube. Watch a couple of videos and give it a try. Add some determination and perseverance to the mix, and you're on your way. God gave you a beautiful mind. Use it. The most difficult thing is to get started. I've written several books and have learned they are done one page at a time. After a few months, it's amazing to see a manuscript taking shape. And then when it is published and folks start reading it, well, that, my friends, is a good feeling. Speaking of books, I've started the Words for the Day book and an online keyword searchable repository of 22 years of Words for the Day. The most difficult thing was getting started. I pray to God He'll allow me time to finish it and that the finished product will help His kingdom. I have confidence that the Lord will make this project succeed. What project are you finally going to get started today? Get going on it and be confident, and importantly, take no prisoners. Psalm 27:3, though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.